USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is planning to issue a string of executive orders on China, bringing manufacturing back from overseas and immigration. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Starting this week, you'll see executive orders, you'll see business that actually goes forward from the Oval Office.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. House Democrats are proposing new legislation to cut funding for ICE and Border Patrol. The new bill would also downsize detention space and get rid of family detention altogether, as well as eliminating funds for the border wall. A vote is expected on the bill later this week. Tributes coming in across the country for country music legend Charlie Daniels, who died at the age of 83. Multiple reports say the singer passed away this morning in Nashville following a stroke. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Just days after the Democratic mayor of Chicago blames President Trump for the violence in her city, 4th of July weekend was a tragic one in the city of Chicago, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The holiday weekend was a deadly one in many U.S. cities, including in Chicago. On Saturday, on the city's west side, a 7-year-old girl was shot in the head as she was simply standing on a sidewalk. Her father, Nathan Wallace, making a plea to Chicago leaders last night.
Somehow to give in Chicago, and I pray that Lori Lightfoot and the chief of police get together and put something together to stop this. I mean, at the end of the day, at the end, our future is getting hurt.
The longtime friend of late accused sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, is expected to appear in a New York federal court for a bail hearing on Friday. Maxwell was arrested late last week at her New Hampshire home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House says they expect negotiations on the next coronavirus stimulus package to take place in the second or third week of July. Speaking with reporters, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also says,
the president's been very clear that he's supportive of another stimulus check, and yet at the same time, we want to make sure that we're addressing things in a real systemic way.
Meadows adding that liability protections should be included in this package.
Liability protection, I think, is critical for all businesses when we look at this new coronavirus and how we deal with it.
Energy companies cancel construction of an Atlantic Coast pipeline. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The energy company behind the Atlantic Coast pipeline announced their intention to cancel the project, citing the cost of it and regulatory hurdles. Duke Energy and Dominion Energy said they abandoned the proposed $8 billion pipeline, which would have carried natural gas 600 miles through West Virginia, Virginia, and North Carolina, as well as underneath the Appalachian Trail. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 to overturn a lower court ruling that found the U.S. Forest Service did not have the authority to grant a special use permit to allow construction of the pipeline below the Appalachian Natural Scenic Trail.
And for more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or remember to check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.